Welcome to season two of Manifestation and Mimosas. I am Sophia.
And I'm Nicole. In this season, we're moving forward in the energy of love, growth, and celebrating our collective journey.
So join us for the always unfiltered and still slightly buzzed manifestation chat, where we uplift and support you on your journey to creating a life your future self is proud of. Thank you for joining us again, coming back every week.
Yeah.
For more inspiration. Right?
Keep on coming
back. High vibes. Yes, we're glad you're here. Thank you so much. And leave us a 5-star review. Yeah. We haven't given that reminder in a while. So guess what, bitch?
Go do it.
That would be great. That would be lovely.
We love you.
Yes. So this episode is called Dip Your Toe into the Pool of Possibility. Mm-hmm. I had a few titles for this, so you never know. It might change. But that's the Libra in me, folks.
Just dip your tool and pool into... Oh, fuck's sake.
Dip your pool into
dip
what?
Dip your tool in the pool?
Don't do that.
Yowza. The pool of possibilities of titles. You know, there's several, so you just
there's
pick
so
one.
Many possibilities.
Whichever one you want.
Yes. So intentions for this episode, just want to level set with everyone.
Yep.
We want to give you a gentle nudge to explore the edges of your comfort zone. Mm. This will help you move towards the life that your future self will be proud of, right?
Like
you got to get out of your comfort zone, baby, if you want to make that future life.
Yep. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Yeah.
So exactly. If you want to make some change, you're going to have to push a little bit. You're going to have to fail, probably. You're going to have to break down some barriers. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to push through some uncomfortable moments and push past the boundary.
Yes. You can do it, though.
It's hard, but it's worth it.
Yes, it really is. So, again, going back to my gal, Danielle Laporte.
Yep.
When she talks about, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, we talk about courage and we talk about self-compassion, right? Yeah. So courage is not the absence of fear. And I've actually read a few books on this as well. And one with Glennon Doyle. And it's not the absence of fear. It's the willingness to act in the face of fear.
Yes.
Right? So get clear. When we tell you to be courageous, it's not... just no fears. Like, you're gonna take action while you're afraid.
Well, and don't only be courageous when it feels like I can do it.
Yeah.
Be courageous when you're like, I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know if I can do this. Then you gotta be courageous and do it anyway.
That's it. So courage is one virtue that you really need to live in this, to be in this energy. And then self-compassion, which I love, the gentle and kindness with ourselves as we push beyond our comfort zone. You gotta give yourself that compassion. So that you can show up with courage. Mm-hmm. If you don't have self-compassion, it's going to be really hard to maintain that courage.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah. My therapist says, I know that this is hard, but you can do hard things.
Yes.
You've done lots of hard things.
Yes.
And always I'm like, okay, you're right. I have done lots of hard things, like lots of harder things than this.
Way harder.
I totally can do it. Like, it's just that reminder that, like, girl, I know it's hard, but you can do it.
You got this.
Yeah.
This is going to be a beautiful little episode on that finding the edges of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And is there anything else you want to start with? Because I don't always want to just dive into my research.
You're so funny. I just feel like this is really going to pair nicely, if you will, with the power of play.
Ooh,
because it's so much like when you're in that and you're in the power of play with like your younger self or you're someone young that's kind of inspiring you to do this project, if you will.
Yeah.
It's all about pushing your boundaries and doing things that are hard and like facing the fear and all of that. So I feel like it's very connected.
Yeah.
So they're gonna bounce off of each other nicely.
That's a great idea. Bring some of that energy. We can pull some of that in as we go through this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about this episode and in so many different ways. And then I came up with this like analogy that I think helps like clearly identify what it looks like and maybe some ways we can get through. Right. Mm. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
She never knows where the hell I'm going. Wait till the next episode. Cause I went like, whoo, cuckoo town. Cuckoo
but
town.
I love that. I'm like, hit me. Let's do it.
Okay. So
I'm always game. You know that.
Yes, you are. And I love that about you. I love that about you. So we're going to be using the metaphor of an island.
Okay.
So your life is an island. The life you're living now.
Okay.
Okay. So you're on an island. And that island, on that island, you have everything you need. You have the necessities, right? You have like safety, security, whatever. You might not have like all your dreams on that island, right?
Of course, yep.
But you have, it's your current state, your life.
You can survive there.
You can survive.
Okay.
And way out in the distance, you see the ship, right? And the ship is the ship. It's the thing that's going to take you to that future life, right? It's the rescue ship. It's going to get you off of this island, this comfort zone that you have lived in.
Yep.
And it's going to take you to this future beautiful life you're imagining for yourself, whatever that is. You want to be a life coach. You want to be, I don't know, you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to travel the world, like whatever this life is you're imagining, right?
Yes.
That ship's going to take you there.
Okay.
Between you and that ship, you got this ocean, this water. It's looking a little choppy, a little scary, right?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
So you have, you're on the island, you have the ship, and then you have this water between you and the ship, the unknown.
Yes.
That's where the fear sets in, right?
Big time.
So with the water being the only thing that's standing in your way, inside the island is familiar, safe, predictable.
Yep.
So imagine your life today. You're like, yep, I get up every morning, I go to work, I come home, I do this. Like, it's Groundhog's fucking day.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's safe. It's predictable. You know what's going to happen. You know the end of that story, right?
Yeah. There's not a lot of risk because you know you've lived it several days before.
Exactly. Yep. So, okay. Some people are okay with that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Outside of the island is the unknown, the unsafe, the unpredictable, right? That's where the fear comes in.
Definitely.
So just kind of getting you in that vibe. Now, as I was like imagining this scenario, I was thinking about the different types of people that the different ways people get to the ship.
Yes.
So there's the people out there and resonate with this as I say it. There's the people out there who don't want to leave the island.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who go, this is what I want.
Yes.
I want safety. I'm happy. I don't care if it's mundane.
Yeah.
I want predictability. Yeah. I don't want to go on the ship.
Yep.
Fucking bye.
Yes.
That's fine.
Exactly. And so likely if you listen to this podcast, you're not that person.
Yeah.
However, there are two versions of that person. There's the person who's like, fucking island's great. Like, I got coconuts. I got, like, whatever. My fam's here. I'm cool. Like, I love this island. Like, this island is great.
Yes.
I'm going to lay in the sun all day and just be on my fucking island. And then there's the people who are like, ooh, I could never get to that ship, so I'm just going to stay on the island.
Yes.
There's the fear, right?
Or what if I'm not meant for the ship?
Yes.
What if the ship's too big?
Yes.
What if the ship's too fast? What if the ship is too much?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just stay on my island. Fuck it.
Exactly. So there's the fear version, and then there's a person who's like, I love this. And maybe this is your life to stay on your island. Maybe next life, you're coming off the island. So
I do feel like either way, as long as it's in authenticity, do it.
Yeah.
You authentically want to be on the island? Do it. Some days, I'm an island girl. As long as you're authentically doing it, if it's out of fear, it's time to face the ocean.
Exactly. That's this episode's for you.
Yeah.
So there's the people, like I said, stay on the island for whatever reason it is.
Yep.
You own that reason, ladies.
Yep.
There's the people, and this is me. They're going to build the raft.
Yes.
So like,
That's where my mind is going.
I'm not swimming in that ocean. I'm going to get ready. It might take me 3 months to build my raft. It might take me 5 years to build my raft.
Yep.
I'm going to build the raft that's going to safely navigate me to my ship.
Yes.
Is this you?
Here's my question. Mm-hmm. What's your raft made of? What are the tools that you are using to build the raft, right? I'm using like mindfulness. I'm using honesty, authenticity, playfulness, creativity, all of those things to go like, okay, this is a really sturdy raft. I'm not using the fuck it tree and grabbing, you know, a big like limb and going, all right, let's hope I make it.
Yeah.
I'm going, all right, I'm going to build this raft. All of my tools are, you know, my mental tools that I'm using to put this raft together to get me to that ship. And like you said, take your time.
Take your time. And it's okay. If you're any of these, it's okay.
Yes.
But like you're saying, journal about it. You know, write down what are the tools you're building your raft with? Like, what is that raft represent to you?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, you're in a 9-to-5 job and that's your money security and you want to be this future entrepreneur and that the raft is your job. And so you're like, you're getting out there slowly, right? You're building it and you're just going to get out to that ship and then like, cool, it's all good.
Yep.
Own which version of these things you are, right?
Yeah.
So, but journal on it.
Yes.
I love that. Identify it, get clear on it. Also, you know, maybe what could you do better to build your raft?
Of course.
You said, you might not be meditating. You might not be journaling.
Well, and maybe, hypothetically, mm-hmm. you can look at someone else building their raft and go, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. I'm going to, yes, that's, I should yeah. maybe incorporate some of that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, connect with your community on how they're building their raft.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Build your raft. Then there's the next group. They're not building the raft, but they're going to wade in slowly. They're going to go into the shallow end, maybe step by step, kind of look around. Is the water cold?
Yep.
How are the waves? Yes. What does it look like out there? So they are truly dipping their toe in, right? Yes. They're like,
is something slimy touching my leg?
Exactly.
What's going on here?
Exactly. So it's still a bit of a transition.
Yes.
It's a slower approach to getting to that future dream life, right?
Yep.
But it's less about building the security of a raft. It's kind of like you're slowly wading in.
I feel like it's building the security in every step.
Yeah.
You get out a little bit and then you go, now I got to make this secure.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I'm safe in this space. Okay, now I'll take one more step. Yeah. That's a little bit scary. Okay, yeah. Now make this space safe. And then like your little safe steps all the way. It's a longer journey, but you know, I get it.
Yeah, exactly. So take your time if that's you,
right?
And then there's the last people who cannonball into the ocean. They cannonball in, they dive through, and they're like, that ship is taking me places, man, and I got to get there now.
Getting as fast as I can, going out.
Yeah, and their quick, you know, cannonball in may result in a little hypothermia, may result in, you know, some injuries. So again, nothing wrong with any of these. Be aware of like the state it can put you in, right? Yes. Like the people building the raft. If you take too long to build that fucking raft, you're trying to make it too perfect, you might never get there.
Yes.
So
ship might be sailing by. You gotta take a little risk. Yes. It can't all be perfect.
Yes.
No, for sure. I think they can all be the right choice.
Yeah. So really this episode is about like getting clear on which one am I in this exploring the edges of my comfort zone. Am I wading in? Am I building the raft? Am I just too afraid to even leave the island? Am I like cannonballing in? What am I doing? Get clear on that. But then I also wanted to present what happens when you're when you go into the water, right? The waves.
Yeah.
The waves are pushing you back, right? And so I saw the waves as, we mentioned this book last season, it's The Upper Limit, Gay Hendricks. And so it's called Take the Leap.
Yes.
And so it talks about your upper limit problems. And so for me, each wave is the upper limits, right? You might have a specific upper limit, but so I'll just kind of list them really quickly so you can identify. But these are the things that as you're going into that thing, you need to be aware of, because they're the waves that are going to try to push you back to shore.
Yes.
Like you're going to battle these waves. And until you get clear on them, right, and go with ease through the waves, you're going to be fighting them.
Yes.
So in his book, he says, you know, upper limit, the fear of unworthiness. So not deserving of success, happiness, or love, right? So do you feel unworthy of this, making it to that ship?
Exactly, yep.
The fear of outshining others, which is a fear people have. They worry they're going to achieve too much success. They're going to leave others in the dust. People are going to think they're superior, right?
Yep.
The belief of scarcity.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
There's a limited amount of success and happiness, right? So this is a very common one.
Yeah.
Your upper limit, and you're just, it'll hold you back, right? Mm-hmm. The fear of disloyalty. So if you achieve too much success or happiness, it will betray the roots of your community, of your family, or whatever.
Yeah.
This one's probably a harder one to like really reflect on, but do you have that?
Yeah.
Discomfort with feeling good.
So, oh, yeah.
Feel uncomfortable with experiencing too much happiness. So if you're that person, you're like, oh, things are going too good right now. Yep. Something bad's going to happen.
Yep.
Something shitty's coming. That's your wave. Taking you back to shore to your fucking island. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So read that book, first of all. It's amazing. Life-changing. But really identify, like, what are those waves? You need to, like we said in The Power of Play, like you just got to be ready for the waves. Be ready so that you know how to navigate through, how you can just be easeful.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking of is I was a kid who we would go on vacations often to we lived in Oregon. We would go on vacations to California. We would go to the beach. My dad grew up in California, so it was like a great family place for us. And what I'm thinking of is these waves are hitting you and you're struggling. And once you can understand, I think, what that wave means and where it's, you know, why you have so much resistance to it, then you can navigate.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's going, I remember my dad teaching me when the wave comes, dive underneath it.
Yes.
Dive underneath it and the wave will roll right over you. You're not going to wipe out. It's not going to be, you're not going to be flooded with seawater, you know? So when you can figure out what that wave, why it's pushing so hard, and you can work your way through it, you can just dive right under it.
Yeah.
Wave gone. No biggie. I'm moving past.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And like timing the waves too, you know, right? Timing for that dive under the wave.
For sure.
Everything is just, it's just a journey, you know? You got to figure it out. But you got to get your toe in.
Get
your toe in. So the other thing, as you're looking at this like sea of fear and things unknown, right? Maybe it's not fear. Maybe it's just unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. If I want this future life, I'm on my island and I'm like, well, if I do this, who knows? Like, what could happen?
Yeah.
So it's, again, more journaling on, I like to think of it like the shallow end. And this is why we're calling it the edge of your comfort zone, right? Because what is that shallow end to you? If my dream is to become a public speaker on stages in front of thousands of people and, you know, doing these events and whatever that is, right? The edge of my comfort zone is a little bit less scary, right? That's like doing a podcast.
Yes.
Maybe doing like a mastermind with five people. Like, start to identify what is the shallow end of your future life.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to wade in? And even with that raft, right? What's the edge?
Yep.
We want you in this episode to get into the edge.
Yes.
Just the edge. We're not asking you to fucking swim to the ship.
Yeah.
We're asking you to put your toe in the water.
Right? For sure. Try. Yeah.
Try it.
Just try.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get your feet wet. I kind of waver on like what my ship means.
Okay.
Because it's almost in stages of my life.
Yes.
What I want right now and what I want for retired me are different things.
Yeah.
But getting to the ship no matter what is the important part.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point is to get there.
Because
if I'm going to hang behind, I'm not going to get to any of it. I'm not going to get to now. I'm not going to get to future. I'm not going to get to retired. I'm not going to get to old lady Nicole. I'm not going to get to that place where I feel like that's where my dream is until I put my toe in the water.
Yeah.
And I think it's really super, super important to identify which waves are coming at you.
Yes.
Like, I do have this fear of like, obviously, what if you can't do it, right? Mm-hmm. But then as soon as things kind of start going good, there's a little bit of like self-sabotage, a little bit of like, you don't deserve to be happy. Why? Why would you be deserving of this love and this happiness and this joy?
Yeah.
Like working through the it's okay to take your time and go, okay, I got to figure out what this wave means before I dive under it. Because if I dive under it and I think it's passed over me and I'm not even thinking twice about it, it's going to come smack me in the face again. Like you're not ready for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal with which wave you're kind of processing before you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's important to notice when you are working on yourself and you're working on all of these things, you are going to make it to that ship way faster than you thought you would.
Yes.
You're going to be surprised at how quickly you're like, holy shit, I'm here. Holy shit, I'm here. Like that's the feeling that you're going to have when you know, take your time to process through honestly, authentically with yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. And you bring up another good point too. As I was brainstorming this episode, I was also thinking of the ship, like maybe it's not the rescue ship that you're getting to. Maybe it's the little dinghy boat that's going to take you to the rescue ship, right? So that can be the span of your lifetime. Like, are you looking 5 years out, 10 years out, 20 years out? Like, you could play a little bit with the metaphor and like the ship that you're trying to get to. Maybe you're not focused on that big giant goal yet.
Yeah.
And it's the little, they call it a dinghy? They call it dinghy, right? Yeah,
the little life raft.
The life raft, yeah. Like, maybe you're trying to get to that because that's going to take you to the rescue ship. Like, you know, play with it a little bit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be the big dream.
It's still yours. Mm-hmm. It's still your dream. It's still your ship. It's still your island.
Yeah.
It's okay to make it totally uniquely you. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, like, it'd be fun also to do a little journaling on like, what are you going to bring with you from the island? And what are you going to leave there?
Yes.
You know, like what baggage and bullshit are you going to leave on that island?
Yeah.
As you make your journey?
Yep.
That's really a deep reflection.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So leave some of that shit there. You don't need to take it all with you.
No.
Some journal questions and then wrap.
Totally.
Anything else?
Feels good.
feels good. So just some general, you know, journal questions. I think we kind of said a lot throughout here. So rewind, listen to it again. I'm not going to say it all over again. But what activities do I engage in that feel comfortable and familiar? So yeah. Start to, this is your island. What do I do that feels comfortable and familiar in my life?
Well, and what are you doing that you're not enjoying, but doing anyway?
Yeah.
What are you doing out of routine? Uh-huh. You don't enjoy it. It's not bringing anything. Yeah. It's not sparking you in any way, but you do it anyway because you've always done it.
Exactly.
What's that?
Yes.
Because that's probably where you need to make your first change.
Yes. Then what do I tend to avoid or put off because it feels challenging or outside of my comfort zone?
For sure.
What do you keep putting off? What is that thing?
Yeah.
Identify that. What beliefs or assumptions do I hold about myself or the world that keeps me in my comfort zone?
Yes.
So again, these are some of the waves. These are things like, oh, you can't do that because, you know, the limiting beliefs coming in. Last season, listen to it. We touched on this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some benefits and drawbacks of staying within my comfort zone?
I think it's important to note the benefits, though. Like, what do you want to take with you? What are some things that you're like, listen, I know maybe somebody else thinks it's boring, but I really enjoy this piece, so I'm going to continue to do this piece even if other things in my life change.
Yeah. Damn. Do it. And last one, how might my life be different if I were to step outside of my comfort zone and try something new?
I love that.
Just reflect on it. Be honest with yourself.
Yes.
You know, especially if you're that person who wants to get off the island, but is too afraid and probably, you know, thinks they never will.
Yeah.
This question's for you.
Well, and I think, you can think about the way that your life will change and things you want to change. But I promise you, there are ways that it's going to change that you did not expect.
Yeah.
There's so much joy in it.
So much joy.
Give yourself the opportunity to find out what's on the ship.
Yes.
What's beyond the waves?
Go explore the ship.
What's off the island?
Yes. The island, like, I don't want to stay on my island.
Forever?
I don't think a lot of people who listen to our podcast want to stay on the island. I think that they listen to this for a reason. So, even if it's your little dinghy.
Totally.
That sounds inappropriate.
Get on your dinghy, girl.
Get on your little dinghy.
It's okay if you love your little
dinghy. Get your dinghy out. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We're on our way to the ship. So join us.
Let's go.
Get your ass in the water.
Let's do it.
All right. Cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks for coming to party with us. Please leave a review and connect with us on the socials.
And remember, you are the creator of your life story, so be the main character and enjoy your journey.